Measure G, shall an amendment to the Charter of the City of Santa Cruz Section 604 be adopted? Impartial analysis of Measure G. Tony Condotti, City Attorney. The City of Santa Cruz is a charter city. The California Constitution authorizes the voters to adopt a city charter. The city charter has the force and effect of state law. Charter cities have the power to make and enforce all ordinances and regulations about municipal affairs, including those relating to the conduct of city elections and the makeup of and dealings with municipal officers, including city council members. Under the Santa Cruz City Charter, the mayor presides at meetings of the city council and is recognized as the head of the city's governmental structure for ceremonial purposes, but otherwise does not have any regular administrative duties. The city also has a vice mayor, whose function is to as mayor in the event of his or her absence or inability to perform official duties. The city council generally meets on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. Under Charter Section 604, the mayor and vice mayor are council members who are elected by the city council annually, at the second meeting in November in each non-election year, and the second regularly scheduled evening meeting after the general municipal election in each election year. Under California law, the county elections official has up to 30 days after an election to certify the election results. This arrangement creates the potential for the deadline to elect the mayor and vice mayor to occur prior to certification of the election results. If approved by a majority of voters, this proposed charter amendment would amend Section 604 to specify that, in election years, the mayor and vice mayor shall be elected by the city council at the first regularly or specially scheduled evening council following the county election official's certification of the general municipal election results. This ballot measure has been placed on the ballot by the Santa Cruz City Council. It requires a simple majority to pass. Full text of Measure G. That Section 604 of the City Charter be amended to read as follows. Section 604. Presiding Officer, Mayor. The mayor shall preside at the meetings of the council, and shall be recognized as the titular head of the city government for all ceremonial purposes and by the governor for purposes of military law, but shall have no regular administrative duties. The council shall elect one of its members who shall have the title of mayor. The council shall also elect a vice mayor, who shall act as mayor during the absence or disability of the mayor, and if a vacancy occurs, shall become mayor for the completion of the unexpired term. Both the mayor and the vice mayor shall be elected from the council members at the second meeting in November in each non-election year, and at the begin deletion second and deletion begin addition first and addition regularly begin addition or specially and addition scheduled evening council meeting begin deletion after the general municipal election and deletion begin addition following the county election official's certification of the general municipal election results and addition in each election year. The mayor and vice mayor so elected shall serve until their successors have been elected. And underscore module underscore 7043. Argument for Measure G. Santa Cruz City timing of selecting mayor vice mayor. Measure G is a simple cleanup amendment to the city charter. Its only purpose is to clarify the timing for selection of the mayor and vice mayor. The city charter directs that the city council select a mayor and vice mayor each year from among its members. That provision will not change. The proposed amendment simply clarifies when this election should occur. Currently, the charter states that in a general election year, the selection of mayor and vice mayor will occur at the second city council meeting following the election. This provision was established years ago, when election results were generally verified fairly quickly. Now, because of the growing trend to vote by mail, and procedures to ensure that every vote is accurately counted, the process of certifying the final results takes more time. Because of this, it is not technically possible to meet the current provision of the city charter. Selection of the mayor and vice mayor currently happens as soon as possible after the election results are certified, but due to the timing of certification by the county, it is later than stated in the city's charter. This proposed amendment is a technical adjustment to ensure that selection of the mayor and vice mayor will follow official certification of election results by the county clerk. It does not alter how the mayor and vice mayor are selected. Voting yes on Measure G will correct outdated language for greater clarity and ensure that the city's official practices conform with those of the county elections department. This measure has been unanimously supported by the city council. Don Lane, Santa Cruz City Council Member Cynthia Matthews, Mayor, City of Santa Cruz.